today. Today's contemporary halacha is on the topic of the contemporary halachos of Yichud. The contemporary halachos of Yichud are not really that different from the halachos of Yichud that have existed in Klal Yisrael for many hundreds of years. But there are contemporary shilos of Yichud, which are effectively very different and are more complicated. My own involvement in this topic, besides the fact that, you know, Hilchos Yichud is something that comes up always, but in the community, I recently became the Rav of a community here in the neighborhood, which is a community that's comprised largely of singles. And the shilos that come up and the shilos that you really do not want to come up are both connected in the sense that Hilchos Yichud is very, very important. We live in a world where the interactions between men and women are obviously very, very common. That's the way it is. And shilos of Yichud come up all the time. And careful attention to the halachos of Yichud is also a way of avoiding more serious shilos that could come up. Which is why I said a number of shiurim in my shul this year on the topics of Yichud. And now this is going to be addressed specifically for Talmidim in Smicha, in terms of what you should do. And just a matter of practical etza, I think speaking about Yichud is also a very nice way, Lashon Nekiyah sort of way, of addressing some of the issues that we all do know, unfortunately, go on in communities. But at the same time, we want to prevent them from happening. So Hilchos Yichud is very important. It's also important just in our own lives. In our daily life, shilas come up very regularly. So you have in front of you your packets, and the packets should be in order largely in terms of what we'll be doing. Just also to introduce the two major svarim. There are many svarim today on Hilchos Yichud. The classic sefer that uses the Dvar Halacha, which is written by Rav Horowitz, who is a brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rabbi Simon mentioned in his shir that he gave about why it is that Rabbi Horowitz wrote this sefer. He was told by Gedolei Yisrael to write a sefer specifically on Hilchos Yichud. The other sefer that I use extensively, which is more the classical Mishnah Berurah style sefer, is the Divrei Sofrim, which also has a lot. Of course, the Otzer HaPoskim and is very important in Hilchos Yichud. And of course, it's expected. I think that every Smicha student is capable of and will at some point learn through Evan HaEzer Simin Chaf Beis, which is the Simin of Yichud, and learn the Gemaras at the end of Kedushin. It's a fairly narrow topic. There isn't that much that appears in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, but these are shailas that come up on a daily basis. So the first shaila that I want to discuss with you is, of course, whether Yichud is Doraisa or Derabanan. What's the nature of the Iser Yichud that we know effectively? The Torah says, well, Sikriv Ligalos Erva. The Torah says it is a din of Krevala Arayos, it is an Iser of Chibuk and Nishuk of Arayos. Some Rishonim understand that Yichud is also part of Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. Rav Shach, in his Sefer, in Perchav Beza Visurei Bia, has a famous essay where he wants to show that the Isser of Yichud is not just a precautionary measure, but by being secluded with a woman, you are effectively violating Kreva La Arayos, that the act of being secluded itself is considered kreva. It doesn't have to be chibuk and nishuk. It could even be just being secluded. But that opinion of Rav Shach seems not to be what the Gemara says. When the Gemara discusses the dinim of Yichud, and the Gemara begins on page 1 with the Mishnah says, interestingly, lo yisrachid adam im shtei nashim. You're not supposed to have Yichud with two different women, with two women at the same time. But one woman can have Yichud with two men. Then the Gemara says, my taima. Skip a few lines, right after the break, my taima. So the Gemara says, ho v'noshim daitan kalos aleihem, etc. That itself requires a different contemporary halacha to explain that statement in light of the world that we live in. And just to understand it philosophically, but minahanimili. How do you know that there's an iser yichud? Amar b'yochna mishum b'yishmael remes lo yichud min haTorah minayin shenemar ki yisischa achicha benimecha. The Gemara derives it from a pasuk that when your brother, the son of your mother, will incite you to go and do avodah zara. Elalomar locha, and this tells you that you're allowed to have yichud with your mother. You can't have yichud with any arayos. So does it sound like it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? The pashtus in the Gemara, I think, is that it's d'rabbanan, no? Is that the simple reading of the Gemara? First of all, the limud from the pasuk doesn't seem to really be a d'oraisa type of limud. It's a pasuk that's talking about avodah zara. Right? Moreover, there seems to be a dead giveaway that's d'rabbanan. The Gemara says remez, no? Remez sounds like it's a hint. It doesn't sound like it's an iser d'oraisa. Even though the Gemara in Kiddushin, I could say, is only d'rabbanan, l'maisa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, says beferish, yichud of Bas Yisrael is a din d'oraisa. And it quotes the same Gemara that we just had. Right? The Gemara is assuming that yichud with an ishes ish, yichud with a married woman, is clearly d'oraisa. The Gemara says the word d'oraisa. But, right, the Gemara says yichud d'oraisa, right, towards the end of the Marah Malkum in Avodah Zarah is ishes ish. Also, David v'gazar afilo yichud d'pnuya. And Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel made a gezera of yichud with a non-Jewish woman. Right. So, according to the Gemara, right, we have yichud that's d'oraisa, which is yichud of ishes ish, and we'll have to talk about whether it's only ishes ish that's d'oraisa or all arayis, which is d'oraisa. And then the yichud of a pnuya, the yichud with a single young woman, that's only d'rabbanan, that's a gezeirah of David. And then Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel said that even yichud of Ovedes Kochavim, yichud with a non-Jewish woman, is d'rabbanan, isn't this a d'rabbanan? So the Gemara b'pashto sounds like yichud is a din d'oraisa, right? That's b'feirish in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We said this lashon of remez. Right, remez sounds d'rabbanan. So it's interesting to note that there's a few places in Shas. If you look in the Sharoshim in Sefer HaMitzvos at the beginning, there's a discussion in the Ramban about whether every time it says remez, it's a din d'rabbanan or not. But the Maritz Chiyus points out in the first daf of Maseches Tainis that we have remez that clearly appeal. That clearly is a din d'oraisa. Remez l'niso chamayim min haTorah, in the first daf of Tainis. First daf of Makos. Remez l'edim zomimin min haTorah. So despite the fact that it says the word remez, the pashtus is that yichud is a d'oraisa, at least yichud by an eshes ish. And of course, this will impact as we go forward that all sfeikos in yichud, if they are sfeikos on the level of d'oraisa, so we have to be more machmir than if they are sfeikos on the level of d'rabbanan. Even the, yeah.
Is it possible that the case in kedushin is a d'rabbanan?
So it's possible that the case in kedushin is d'rabbanan because especially the Gemara says lo yisyachidim shtei noshim, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit later. There's a tshuvas harashim in the chavos yair, but the way the Gemara in Avodah Zarah mentions it, the Gemara says that there's a din d'oraisa also based on remez liyichud min haTorah. It uses the same lashon of remez.
Is it possible that the Gemara uses a different word on the drasha depending on the case it's talking about?
Maybe. It's just it's still strange that the Gemara would cut and paste. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is saying that yichud is d'oraisa, is cutting and pasting a lashon that sounds very d'rabbanan. It's a bit of a problem. Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's an Isser Yichud, but the Isser Yichud, it sounds against Rav Shach. Right? The way Shulchan Aruch, the way the Mechaber quotes, which is just the Lashon HaRambam, it says, Asur L'Shiachinim Erva Meha Arayos Shadavar Zay Goreim L'Galos Erva. It sounds like Yichud is going to lead to an Erva. Right? It does not sound like there's an independent Isser per se of the Yichud. It sounds like it's a precautionary measure. Now, it could be it's a siyod d'oraisa, certainly, right? Rabbi Yosef Engel famously in the Sefer Lekach Tov has a whole list of dinim d'oraisa, which themselves are precautionary measures, right? We're getting shloshim yom kodem achag. So bayira bayimotze is the famous one, right? It's a siyod d'oraisa. So it could be that that's what yichud is. But Shulchan Aruch clearly says that yichud is usur, nothing to talk about. The Beis Shmuel comments that the Isser Yichud is based on the Pasuk that we mentioned, that Pasuk in of Ki Yisisra Chicha Ben Imecha, the Pasuk that's quoted in Meseches Kedushin and Meseches Avodah Zarah. He quotes that Tosfos and the Torah say it's Doraisa, but the Rambam says, V'harambam Kosav the Isser Yichud Min HaKabbalah, L'chein Ein Malkin Oso Ela Makas Mardos. The Beis Shmuel is saying that according to the Rambam, the Isser Yichud is only an Isser Dirabonon. Therefore, you only get Makas Mardos. Now, this is highly problematic. The Rambam uses a Lashon, Mipi HaKabbalah. Mipi HaKabbalah probably does not mean that's Dirabonon. Mipi HaKabbalah probably means that some halacha that's derived, halacha l'moishu misinai, and it's like an asmachta on the Pasuk. And that might be what the Remez Liyichud is. It's a remez in the sense that there's a hint in the pasuk, but we're hinting at something which fundamentally is a din. That's a halacha l'moishu misinai. That could be the pshat. It's unclear, but the Beis Shmuel seems to be saying that according to the Rambam, yichud is a din d'rabbanon, and therefore there's only makas maridos. Okay, whatever it is within the Rambam, there's a lot of room to maneuver. It could be it's a din d'oraisa, and the fact that you get makas maridos is because it's not mufurish b'pasuk. Right? The Rambam says you only get real malchus if it's mufurish on the pasuk. Okay, so b'pashtus yichud is d'oraisa, the Beis Shmuel b'shem the Rambam notwithstanding. Good, let's move on. The Rambam tells us, or the Gemara said, that yichud of an eishes ish is d'oraisa, but yichud of a pnuya, that is only a gezeira of David HaMelech, that clearly is d'rabbanon. So in most of our situations that we have today, with our young women, is the yichud, is that a din d'oraisa, or is it a din d'rabbanon? D'rabbanon, b'pashtus, right? Because they are not an eishes ish, they are pnuya. That is certainly one approach. It's not the mainstream approach. The mainstream approach is that the yichud with our pnuyos is yichud on the level of d'oraisa, because our pnuyos all are considered nidos. All of our pnuyos are considered nidos. And the fact that they are considered nidos would tell us that therefore they're an erva, and the yichud with them should be a din d'oraisa. Now this is a problem, because Tosfos in Sota and Tosfos in Sanhedrin asks the question, we all know that you're allowed to have yichud with your wife when she's a nida. Suga b'shoshanim, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says that there's a siyog, there's a fence, that despite the fact that your wife is a nida, still you're not going to come to the Isser, and the yichud is mutter. And Tosfos works very hard on the kasha, why is yichud mutter with your wife when she's a nida? The ma'isa of yichud is an Isser d'oraisa, right? The Isser d'oraisa applies to an erva, but pashtus, it should apply to your wife when she's a nida also. And there are two ways of understanding that Tosfos in Meseches Sanhedrin and in Meseches Sota. One approach to understanding the Tosfos, and you have to look at the Tosfos inside to appreciate the lashon that he's saying, but one approach to understanding the Tosfos is that nida is fundamentally not an erva. Right, this is a famous shir that the Rav apparently gave at when Yeshiva was in Yevamis. On the first daf of Yevamis, Tosfos has a discussion about whether nida is considered an erva. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that erva means someone who's usur lazeh umutur lazeh. But if someone is usur l'kuli alma, so maybe that's not the definition of a nida. That's not a definition of an erva, pardon me. So an anida, because she's asura l'kuli alma, she's even usur to her husband, maybe that's not considered an erva. That's one way of understanding the Tosfos. The other way to understand the Tosfos is something that we'll focus on a little bit more later on, which is what I like to call the psychological svara. The psychological svara works like this. The Gemara is learning the Isser of Yichud from a Pasuk that basically tells us that you're allowed to have Yichud with your mother, but you can't have Yichud with anyone else. Now, Maha Hevdeel, what's the difference between your mother and anyone else, and then and the other Erva? So the answer might be, well, psychologically, there's absolutely no taiva for your mother. Maybe that's the pshat. The Chazal were yored l'sof daiton, shol b'nei Adam. And Chazal said, you know what? you're not going to be buying your mother. And the Mela, there's no Isser Yichud. If that's the case, so maybe what Chazal was saying in the context of Ishtel Nida also is that your wife who's a Nida, you're not going to possibly be Ba'aleha, because since it's Pas Besalal, since Lamaisa, you've had Bia with her beforehand, and you know it's only a temporary situation that she's a Nida, so you won't be Ba'aleha. Chazal were Mesha'er, that people's Taiva for Ishtel Nida is not so great, so that could be why there is no Isser Yichud B'Ishtel Nida. Maybe that's the Pshat in that Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Tosfos in Sota. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, where the Tzitz Eliezer wants to be mechadesh, a tremendous kula, which I don't think anyone really agrees with lahalacha. You see, this tshuva is here, pages 1, 2, 3, 4. It goes on for a while. You can read the tshuva on your own. But the Tzitz Eliezer has a chiddush where he wants to say that Nida, he agrees with the Pshat the first day in Taisus, that fundamentally Nida is not an Erva, and therefore Nida is not Bechlal, it's not included in the Isser of Yichud. And he wants to be Mechadesh, therefore, that the Shailas of Yichud that we have, Bizman Hazel, like in dating situations or whatever it is, are only Shailas on the level of Drabonon. Our Pnuyos Nida, he says, right? There's no Isser Yichud min HaTorah. This is his Chiddush. He quotes that there's a node of Yehuda who's mashma this way. The Pashtus, I think, is most Achronim do not agree with the Tzitz Eliezer's understanding. Right? But the Tzitz Eliezer's understanding ends up leading him, he has one big kula at the end of the tshuva. You should read the tshuva carefully. He has one big kula for the very common shaila that comes up. We know that there's an Isser Yichud with a kalosh apirsa nida, chuppas nida. Right? This is one of the very unpleasant shailas that sometimes comes up, that the wife is a nida on the wedding night, so there's an Isser Yichud, and you have to come up with some way around it in terms of having shomrim, or they sleep in different rooms, etc. It becomes a difficult shaila. The question that comes up that the Achronim discuss is what happens if the chasan and kala try to be together, and sometimes at the beginning of marriage it doesn't work well, and then the kala becomes a nida before they have a chance to mamish be together, before they have a full bia. So the shaila is, does the Isser Yichud take effect in that situation or not? The Tzitz Eliezer, based on his analysis, that the Isser Yichud with Anida is fundamentally only Derabbanan. And that's what he understands the Tosfos. And Anida, whether you're married to her or not, the Isser is only Midrabbanan. Even this Isser Derabbanan doesn't apply to your wife. So he wants to be makal in these situations, that he gives a kula for yichud. Since you attempted to have the bia, he says the yichud becomes heter gomor. You have to read the tshuva to see the way he analyzes it. It's a very common shaila that comes up on a fairly regular basis, and the Tzitz Eliezer over here is makal on it. Okay, good. So that's a discussion in terms of the iser of Yichud Isser Dairais with an Eishes Ish, with a Pnuya, it's only an Isser Derabbanan. If you'll turn back to the first page, to the Beis Shmuel, on the first page in the Beis Shmuel, so in the third line of the Beis Shmuel, he has a discussion about what's considered an Erva. We're saying that Yichud with Arayis is Dairaisa, right? What's considered an Erva, the Beis Shmuel asks. What about Chayvei Lavin? Let's say a fellow wants to have yichud with a young woman who's a mamzeres. Or, I don't know, any case of chayvei lavin, right? A mitzri, an adomis, etc. Right? See, what's the story of yichud with chayvei lavin? So the Beis Shmuel points out, v'chlal arayos nichlo chayvei lavin, v'chen kosav the prisha. The chayvei lavin is also part of the iser of yichud. That sounds like on the level of Dairaisa. There's an Yichud Dairaisa with Chayvei Lavin. That's what Bishmol says. This creates a problem. The problem is as follows. Yichud with a Pnuya, the Gemara said, is Drabonon. Right? David HaMelchus goes on Yichud with a Pnuya. So when David made the Gezerah, all the Besulos used to go to the mikveh anyway, because they were eating tuma, they were eating Taharos. Not a problem. Okay? But for us, maybe the Yichud is Dairaisa. That's what we've been saying until now. Fine. But one second. Yichud on the Pnuya is only going to be a din derabonon. It's a gezeira of David HaMelech. But according to the Rambam, there's an Isra Lav for Pnuy to be bought on a Pnuya. No? Having relations outside of marriage is an Isra derabonon, the Rambam says. So Pnuy Abba on the Pnuya is an Isra, Doiraisa, based on Pasuk Lo Yakadesh. Pardon me. Tired. Right? The Rambam says it's an Isser Lo Yakadesh on Panei Abba Pnuya. There's an Isser Dairaisa Panei Abba Pnuya, so it's Chayvei Lavin. Chayvei Lavin should mean that's an Isser Dairaisa to have Yichud with a Pnuya. How come the Gemara says it's only Gezer of David HaMelech? This is a kasha that a lot of the Acharonim ask on the Beishmo, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Peiches, asks this kasha on the Beishmo also. And the Minchas Chinuch works very hard. He says, well, maybe Chayvei Lavin are not included in the Din of Arayos, based on this Kasha. There are ways to answer the Kasha. I don't know if we'll go into it. It could be that even though Chayvei Lavin is considered an Erva, but an Erva has to be a permanent Isser. The Isser Pnei Abba Pnuya isn't necessarily a permanent Isser because there's a Heter to the Isser. You could say that you have to marry her. And if you marry her, then there's a heter, so maybe that's why Panei Abba Pnuya is not included in the... Maybe that's why Panei Abba Pnuya is not included in Arayos, even if you hold a Chayvei Lavin is. But these are some of the problems. Okay, let's go back. Page 5. So we're discussing the dinim of Yichud. And Yichud is a Dairaisa, right? Yichud with Neshes Ish is Doraisa, Yichud with Arayas is Doraisa. We're saying that Yichud with Chayvei Lavin, according to the Beis Shmuel, is also including Arayas is Doraisa, Yichud with Nida is Doraisa. This is what we're basically up to. Now, we know that when I have Isurim in the Torah, so generally we assume that all Isurim have a Shear, correct? There's a Shear, certain amount that you have to violate in order to get Malkus. But if I have chatzi shir, let's say I eat a tiny bit of chelev, so we paskin the chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. What about yichud? Is there a shir of the iser yichud? So we all know that if any of you have ever been to eat a yichud at a chasana, right? So how long do they tell you to stay outside of the room?
6, 10, 12
is big. 10, 12 is very long. 6, 9, 9 is usually the maximum. Some rabbanim will be make up to 4 minutes, right? But they tell you there's some shear of yichud in terms of the kinyan of yichud, which probably is the same as the iser yichud, right? That you have to have a certain amount of time in order to create nesuin, and that probably is the same amount of time that would be usur otherwise, because I'm showing that I'm married to her, because or else I would be in violation of the isur. So there's a discussion achreinim what the shear of yichud is. In the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he's very machmir. He won't say the shear of yichud is 35 seconds. That's very hard. That's very, very difficult. Some say the shear is around 2 minutes. And then Maharil Diskin came upon this following idea. Maharil Diskin writes in his Tshuvas that, you know what? It doesn't matter. We don't give malchus on yichud anyway. There's no malchus on yichud by an Eishes Ish. No malchus. So there's no malchus. So what's the shayla? Shayla is it mutter or usser? Well, in terms of isser, says Maharil Diskin, yichud is like all isurim in the Torah. Chas yishir is usser min haTorah. So you can't have yichud with a young woman even for a second. No? Because it's chas yishir, and chas yishir is usser min haTorah. This is a big chumrah, no? Big chumrah. In other words, envision the situation. You can't be alone in the room for a second. That's problematic, right? Chatzishir is aser min haTorah. So this is a shiloh that the Achronim discuss in context of elevators. Yeah. Right, so the elevator shiloh is really about this, because what happens in the elevator? You get in an elevator, doors close, up, yichud, right? Well, it depends. If you understand that there's a longer shear for yichud, so your elevator ride won't be the shear yichud, right? And people could always push the button on the next floors anyway, so it's like a Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hasharabim that we'll discuss later, because you don't know. I get in the elevator on the ground floor of Gluck, maybe so on the second floor, push the button, right? And the amount of time between the ground floor and the second floor, right? I, b'chatzi shir, should still be usher. So most Achronim understand that the Isser of Yichud, the din is, chatzi shir would be usher by Yichud. Chatzi shir would be usher by Yichud, like all Isurim. However, it's only going to be usher if it's in a situation, if it's in a place that it really could be a makom Yichud. Teid alacha, right? Pesach pasuach lo shas harabim is mutter. If the door is open, there's no Yichud, right? We'll talk about that. So now, the door is open, there's no yichud. Yeah, but for like a second, we're secluded, and people don't see us for a second. So what if someone could come in? The answer is no, that's not a makom yichud. It's not a place of yichud at all. So therefore, it's mutter. But if it's in a makom of yichud, so then the iser would be, even on a second, that's what Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, that's what the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tshuva, etc. This seems to be the discussion of Chatzi Shir by the Isser of Yichud. The Tzitz Eliezer, again, he's our big makel. So the Tzitz Eliezer on page 6, the Tzitz Eliezer has a Chiddush. 6, 7, 8, etc. Tzitz Eliezer wants to say there's no Isser whatsoever of Chatzi Shir by Yichud. He says, think about it. The whole reason for the Isser Yichud is that maybe they might come to have Bia. If it's a chatzi shir, it's not enough time to have bia. And the shir, by the way, is based on the Gemara in Sota in terms of stira, right? A Sota, there's kinui that you warn your wife not to be with somebody, and stira, then she's secluded with somebody, then there's an iser. How long does kamashir stira? And the Gemara here in Sota gives you a whole bunch of possibilities, and if anyone could figure out what the shir is, like, we'd be very appreciative. Like, how long it takes to walk around a tree? How long it takes to pour a cup? Well, how big is the cup? How big is the tree? We have no idea exactly what this means from the Gemara, but that's the Marim Makom in terms of figuring out the Shir of Yichud. But it says that Tzitz Eliezer, the din of Chatzi Shir does not apply at all to the Isser Yichud. It's what we would call in Yeshiva based on the Rugged Shavar, that some Shi'urim are what's called a Shir Nakuda. It's a threshold. There's no Isser Bechlal until you reach the possibility of doing the real Isser Bia. Pachos mizeh, no iser whatsoever. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer entertains. My impression is that the Tzitz Eliezer is not mainstream among the poskim. It's not a mainstream shita. Fine, but it's nice to know, even though it's not mainstream. Lemaisa, yeah.
So that would mean either the 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, or whatever, however long.
According to the Tzitz Eliezer, that's really relevant. And less than 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, there's no iser bechlal. But by the way, and the reason why there's so many different shiurim is because the Gemara in Sota is so unclear. Okay? Yes, yeah, so according to Tzitz Eliezer, it should not be a problem. Now, even in a place that's suitable for Yichud, the Tzitz Eliezer would say there is no problem whatsoever of Chatzi Shir by Isser Yichud. It just doesn't exist.
So when does he say it becomes a problem?
If I have a full shiur, if I've been there for 6 minutes, 8 minutes in a secluded place. This, by the way, comes up almost every night. No? Every night I come home and I relieve my babysitter. My wife comes home after I do. So the shaila is, I have to leave the door open, right? It's night already. I happen to live in like the corner of my building. People don't come by that corner that often. We'll talk about some of these things later on. Do I have to leave the door open when I come home? Right? Lemaisa, the yichud with my babysitter is only yichud d'rabbanon, right? It's ovedas kol chavim. Do I have to leave the door open? We'll talk about it as we go on, but these are some of the issues. Yes? The amount of time, or at least to entice you to the Isser of Bia. But remember, the Gemara in Kedushin is learning from a pasuk that has to do with Avodah Zarah, but we're learning for an Isser Yichud. And we know independently somehow that the Isser Yichud is because it will come towards Bia. Right? So Rav Moshe Feinstein on page 9 has the following tshuva. Rav Moshe kind of says it both ways. Here, let's read it. Im iyav shaliyos ha-yichud al-pachos mikdei shir tumah, leka iser yichud. If the yichud is impossible to be for less than the amount of zman, that's the shir of yichud, there's no problem at all. Why? De-bishvil chibuk v'nishuk lo gazru, af shechibuk v'nishuk la-esh esesh hu doi ra'isa. But Moshe says like this. He wants to say that this shaila of pachos mikashir by the Isser Yichud should depend on what's the reason for the Isser Yichud. If the Isser Yichud is atubia, so then it takes more time. If the reason for the Isser Yichud is atu chibuk v'nishuk, you might come to kiss her, right? So it doesn't take that long. It's much shorter in the amount of time. Zakt Rav Moshe, the Isser of Yichud fundamentally is going to be an Isser Atu Bia, not Atu Chibuk V'Nishuk. Therefore, Rav Moshe seems to agree with the Tzitz Eliezer. Now, fundamentally, there is no din of Chatz Yishir by Yichud. Aval, Misha Tzach Likanis, Lo Yeda Sha Yichud Lo Hayal Amashahu, Eloke Shir Tuma, and therefore it's Asser Mipnei Hachshad. So Moshe does like a bit of double talk. Fundamentally, it's not an Isser Yichud if it's pachos mikashir, but you're going to come in, you're going to see I'm alone with a young woman or an older woman, right? I'm alone for a minute or 2 minutes. You don't know it's a minute and 2 minutes. Maybe it's longer. So there's chshad, sucked with Moshe, and that's why there's going to be an iser of yichud, even in the time, or not an iser yichud, it's a chshad of yichud. It's like a maris ayin type of iser, even for a very short amount of time. This is what Rav Moshe writes in this tshuva. In other words, the Isser Yichud fundamentally is not based on Chibuk V'Nishuk. If it were to be based on Chibuk V'Nishuk, the Isser Yichud fundamentally should be a tiny amount of time. But it's fundamentally based on Bia, and therefore there's really no Isser Yichud, but there's an Isser Chshad. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Now, yeah. Then it's fundamentally... Well, if someone happens to come in, if it's a situation that it's open to everybody, it's fundamentally not yichud. But if it's a situation that I'm secluded, I'm in private, but someone might happen to come in and they'd see me, right? So that's what Moshe means by the Isser Chshad.
Like
yes. Yeah. But I think that's what Moshe says. Now, this idea that Rav Moshe is saying that the Isser Yichud is not based on a siyag of Chibuk V'Nishuk, yeah.
This Rav Moshe is talking about
Yichud Rabban. Later on, the next line or two, he's talking about...
Because he says Lo Gazer.
I'm not sure, right. It's a good horror. That word Gazer sounds like it's Rabbanon, but...
In which case,
it's,
you don't have a riot.
Enochanami, but I think this Rav Moshe is really talking, because later on, in the next line, he moves on to a case of Yichud that's clearly Drabanan. It sounds like this earlier case might be Daraisa. His Lashon of Lo Gazru might not be exactly precise. I don't know. Why would I say that the Isser Yichud is a Gezeira only Atu Bia, it's not Atu Chibuk V'Nishuk, right? Halo Chibuk V'Nishuk is also an Isser Daraisa. Why would they not make an Isser of Yichud Atu Chibuk V'Nishuk? So I thought that maybe the pshat over here is like the Prima Godem writes in the Psicha Kolelas that, you know, a Nazir is Usser to eat Chartzon. A Nazir can't eat what Chartzon is, Machlokas Rashi and Tais, it's like the seeds of the grape or the outer shell of the grape, but whatever it is, a Nazir is Usser to eat the Chartzon. Fine. What about a Chatzishir of Chartzon? So the Prima Gunim has a famous chiddush, where he wants to say that the din of charetzon is only with a full shear, not with a chatzi shear, because that would be a gezeira legezeira. Even though charetzon is an issur d'oraisa, a nazir can't eat the seeds of the grape, is a din d'oraisa, it's a pasuk. The Torah says, mecharetzanim adzog lo yochel, but still, it's a siyog d'oraisa, it's a gezeira d'oraisa. And Zuck the pre-Megadim, that this din, that we can't make a gezeira legezeira, is true even on gezeiros d'oraisa. That's his chiddush, right? That's a big chiddush of the Prima Gunna. Even on a gezeira d'oraisa, even on a siyog d'oraisa, you can't have a gezeira legezeira. Memela, since chatzi shir is a gezeira atu a full shir, and charetzon is a gezeira atu eating a full grape. So the Prima Gunna says there's no chatzi shir on charetzon because it's a gezeira legezeira. It's a big chiddush of the Prima Gunna. So if we accept the Prima Gadim, that we can't make a gezeira legezeira, even on the level of Dairaisa, that might be why, even though Yichud is Dairaisa, but Yichud is clearly a Dairaisa, it's a siyag atu something. Chibuk v'nishuk is Dairaisa, but Chibuk v'nishuk is also Dairaisa atu something else. It might come to the real Isser of Bia, right? So Memela, it could be that the Pshat in Rev Moshe is that it is a gezeira legezeira. Right? This is what I thought in my youth. Then Motzei Shabbos, I walked into the Beis Medrash late at night, and I was kind of looking around, and I saw on the table this Sefer V'Dibarta Bum, which are the Tshuvas of Reb David Feinstein. And the Tshuvas of Reb David Feinstein, a lot of them, in the end, he has a section on Hilchos Yichud, so I figured I may as well read it. I'm going to give a sharing about Yichud this week. So he points out over there that he doesn't understand what Rav Moshe is saying, that there's no Isser, there's no gezeira of Yichud atu chibuk v'nishuk because it's beferish against a different tshuva nigros Moshe. When Moshe writes in chelak yeredeya, chelak beis of yeredeya, simen pei beis, that the case is a woman who has to go to the mikvah at night and she's going to go in a taxi, and the shaila is there an isser yichud with the woman and the taxi driver? So Moshe says that even though there's no concern of Bia in this case, but there still is going to be an Isser Yichud atu the Chibuk v'nishuk. So there seems to be a stira in Igros Moshe, a beferish stira, Hashem Ya'ir Einenu, right? Rav David Feinstein tries to work very hard to answer the stira in Igros Moshe. But there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe where he seems to be worried that there is a din of Yichud atu Chibuk v'nishuk. Again, you have to read both tshuvas and compare them. Fine. Lemaisa, there's another. Yeah.
This chiddush shouldn't work for shot because.
Right. If the Isser Yichud is an independent Isser, and Ochanami, right, that's what. But even that, there's way to move around it. Because when Rav Shach says that the Isser Yichud is an independent Isser, he's saying that the Isser Yichud is an independent Isser of Krev Ala Arayos. And Krev Ala Arayos itself is a Siyog Dairaisa. Right? In other words, Rav Shach is saying that Yichud is not a precautionary measure that you shouldn't come to Bia, it's that the Yichud itself is like you're hugging her. Right? Imagine there's one truth in the Otzer HaPoskim on page 90. The Otzer HaPoskim quotes a truth from the Zakan Aharon. There was a couple who wanted not to have children anymore. They decided, Ganuk, hey, that's a whole other shot here that maybe we should give a Ketep Aralach at some point about family planning, but they decided they didn't want to have children anymore. So how are you going to do this? So they had an Eitzah. The wife won't go to the mikvah. Shame. And they're not going to be together, and that will solve all the problems. This was, so the Zakan Aharon deals with whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. And he says he thinks it's going to be a terrible idea. And if they try to do this, so then they end up violating the Isser Yichud. That's what the Zakan Aharon says. He says, what do you mean you're violating the Isser Yichud? Isser Yichud is only so that they can come to the Lidei Bia. Both partners, in this case, don't want to have Bia. They don't want to have children. So what exactly is the concern? So he says, oh, but in this case, it's going to be an Isser Yichud atu chibuk v'nishuk. That's what he writes, right? That's what he writes. So the Zakan Aharon also entertains that there's an Isser of Yichud that could come atu chibuk v'nishuk. Again, that's like the tshuva in Yeridei of Rav Moshe, not like the tshuva in Chelek Evan HaEzer that Rav Moshe has. Okay. Just very quickly, because I'm actually behind already, let's go on. On the bottom of page 9, just a very quick discussion about Is the Isser Yichud, if Yichud is the, oh, yeah, question. Chelak Beis of Yerodea, Simen Pei Beis. If Yichud is a din derabbanan, is only an Isser derabbanan, like the Beis Shmuel says according to the Rambam, so of course the Isser Yichud is not Yehari Val Yavar. But if the Isser Yichud is a din d'oraisa, like the Pashtus, that Yichud with an Eishasesh, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says is d'oraisa, and our Pnuyos we're assuming is d'oraisa also. So the Shaila is the Isser Yichud Yeharik Va'al Ya'avar? If you look in the back of these packets, I give you a court case, the summary of a famous court case that happened. There was a young woman known as Ruth Friedman, also known as Ruth Eider, and she was a counselor up in a certain camp. I forgot which camp. It was like Camp Toby or something. I think that's Rav Aaron Kahn's camp, no? So this young woman on the day off went out with a young man named Jack Katz. And they went up to some mountain in the Catskills, and they went on ski lifts, and they're just having a good time going on the ski lift. They didn't read the sign, or there was really no sign that said that the last ride down is going to be at 5:30 at night. And they go up, and they got stuck on the ski lift. And it's going to get dark, and they're going to get... And it's cold, and the young woman is very worried that maybe she'd be in violation of the Isser Yichud. Now, you should know that the Isser Yichud, Achrenim say, does not only apply if we're enclosed. If we're in a secluded area in the middle of the field, that's also an Isser Yichud. So this young woman, Ruth Friedman, said, well, I'm potentially involved in the Isser Yichud. So what she did is she jumped off the ski lift. And she jumped off the ski lift. Why she jumped instead of him jumping is a conversation for a different time. But she jumped off the ski lift, and she ended up suffering serious injuries. And she sued the state. She sued the state for her injuries. She said, listen, you're responsible because you didn't properly publicize, you didn't show that the last ski lift ride is at 5:30 at night or whatever it was, and therefore you're responsible for my injuries. So the state tied it back, and this is a case, by the way, that they study in law schools, and the state tied it back that no, you were contributorily negligent. She used to be Ruth Friedman, and she got married to somebody else. She didn't marry this guy. She married. So you were contributorily negligent because your injuries wouldn't have happened had you not jumped off. So they decided to call an ex... Oh, she was in Camp Shira. I'm sorry. Camp Shira on page 35 in the packet. You could see the story. It was August 22nd, 1963. Ruth Friedman, 16 years of age, was reared in the Hebrew faith by parents who adhered to ultra-Orthodox tenets. Okay, from girl. That's the basic story. So, on page 36, the claimants called Rabbi Herschel Stahl to testify as an expert witness on the Hebrew law and the Orthodox interpretation and observance of the said law. The rabbi knew Miss Friedman and her family, and he knew that she had been reared in an Orthodox observance of her faith. Rabbi Stahl advised the court that under the Hebrew law, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a specific law, the Jichud, which absolutely forbids a woman to stay with a man in a place which is not available to a third person. To violate the jichud would be an overwhelming moral sin, etc. And therefore she jumped. Part of the discussion over here is the Isser Yichud Yeharik Val Yavar? Right? Part of the discussion. Now, even if the Isser Yichud is Yeharik Val Yavar, obviously what Ruth Friedman did is incorrect, because we know that the din of Yeharik Val Yavar is always that you have to be passive. To actively jump off a ski lift, l'chora, would not comply with the way we understand Yehari Val Yavar.
Stopped,
what?
Stopped, just
the ski lift stopped.
So she
would have been stuck there all night. So she would have ended up violating the Isser Yichud b'shev al tase. Right? So, yeah.
Would it make a difference the call that we made whether it's a fair for the year or
So that's a discussion in some of the Achronim. Generally, we assume that we don't make these chalukim. We only say chaluk. Some of the Achronim have, like, if someone is physically incapable of having bia, shochos, that's a Gemara in Sota, then we assume there might not be an Issa Yichud. But someone is physically capable of having Bia, even if you're in a place where it's just very cumbersome, we assume that it would be an Issa Yichud. So the discussion of whether Yichud is Yaharig Va'yavar is a large discussion in the Achronim. The Otzer HaPoskim has a few pages on this topic. Lamaisa, the Netziv, has a raya from a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says like this. Chana kind of made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you know, you have all of these Sarei Tzivos Shebarasa Ba'olamecha. How come you can't just give me one child? And she said, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to force you to give me a child. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my husband jealous, I'll do kinoi, and then I'll do stira. And the pasuk says, v'niksa v'nizra azara, that if an isha, right, goes through the sota process and is innocent, there's a special haftacha from the Torah that you'll have children. So Chana said, I'm going to force your hand, God. I'm going to force you to give me children. So the Achrayim ask, one second, Chana's presumably an Orthodox woman, right? How could Chana do this? How could Chana force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give her children? To do that, she's violating the Isser D'Oraisa of Yichud. No? That's a kasha that many Achrayim ask. So the Netziv writes in his Perush on the She'ilta, Simen Kuf Chaf, that he thinks the answer is that Yichud is mutter b'makom pekuach nefesh. Since the pasuk says about Chana, v'hi maras nefesh, she was very bitter, she was anguished, she was pained, she may have been what, in a very, very bad state. So memela b'makom pekuach nefesh, Yichud is mutter. There's a whole literature about whether this raya holds water. It doesn't hold raya, doesn't hold water. It's just an interesting raya that the Achrayim have. Halacha l'maisa, I think everyone assumes that Yichud is not going to be a harig val yavar. And the reason for that is the Rama writes in Yerideya Kufnun Zayin that in order to be a harig val yavar, it has to be an iser lav. Right? A lav is when the Torah says, don't do this. Even when Yichud is a din d'oraisa, it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki yisischa achicha ben uvicha o ben imecha, b'chayim iser asei. Right? The Torah doesn't say, don't have Yichud. The Torah has a drasha based on if he'll entice you. The pasuk itself is phrased in the positive way, not in the negative way. So memela, because Yichud is in Isra Asay, not in Isra Lav, so therefore you could be Mekal, because Yichud is in Isra Asay, not in Isra Lav, so you could be Mekal on Yichud, but Makom Pekuach Nefesh. Now, when does this Shaila come up? This Shaila comes up as follows: a couple who lives in the Shtachim, and the wife goes into labor, so you call an ambulance driver to take her to the hospital, right? Is there Yichud between the... You think this is like, who in their right mind would think of this shayla? Like, she's got to go to the hospital, right? Who would think that maybe there's an Issa Yichud between the woman and the ambulance driver? So we'll see, by the way, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva about this. The tshuva in the Mincha Shlomo on page Shechveisnish, towards the end of page 20 in this packet, Reb Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about this. But in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, right? The Sefer Divrei Sofrim, he wants to be Mekel. He wants to say, one second, this is really a shayla of Yichud b'makom pekuach nefesh, no? Because this is a situation the husband couldn't go with her to the hospital because he has to take care of the other kid, whatever the case was, right? So it's a Yichud b'makom pekuach nefesh. She's a chola sheyesh b'sakana. She's on the way to the hospital, right? When Shabbos to have, or not just any day, she's on the way to the hospital to have a baby. Yichud is mutzer b'makom pekuach nefesh. That's what the Sefer Divrei Sofrim says. Reb Shlomo Zalman, interestingly, in his tshuva about the pregnant woman on the way to the hospital, Reb Shlomo Zalman is inclined that maybe it should be aser. Why don't we say the cheshbon that yichud is mutter makom pekuach nefesh? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, well, maybe the labor is going to stop. That's his issue, which I found very interesting. That you're right, it's pekuach nefesh now, but who says she's really in labor? Maybe it's false labor. If the labor stops, so she's a regular woman, then there's going to be an iser of yichud with an eishes ish with the driver. Again, you can read the tshuva in Mincha Shlomo. It's on page 20 in the packets. Yeah. Right, again, so these are shilas of Yichud b'makom pekuach nefesh, or Suffolk pekuach nefesh.
And also, let's say,
how long would you have to wait until you can come out? Meaning, sometimes you're not sure or whatever, and is it just
And again, in most cases, there's no Eser Yichud, because most cases, many people in the Mikvah together. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Or right now, we'll talk about that. But Lamaisa, we assume that Yichud is Mutter B'makom Pekuach Nefesh, even though Giloy Arayos is Usser B'makom Pekuach Nefesh. Right? We assume that Giloy Arayos is one of the three, that's Yehar Gval Yavar. Right? But the Isra Yichud is not considered Gilei Arayis because it's an Isra Asay, it's not an Isra Lav. Okay. So Lamaisa, what's considered Yichud Doi Arayis and what's Yichud Darabon? So Yichud Doi Arayis is within Erva Bepashtis is an Eshes Ish for sure, that's in the Gemara. Even the Pnuya Nida is an Erva according to most of the poskim. Comes along the Tshuvas HaRashba on page 10, and the Tshuvas HaRashba says that yichud, that's the oraisa, is only yichud when it's one on one. Yichud, one man with two women, even though the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin that you're not allowed to have yichud with two women, but zok the Rashba and the Tshuva, that is only going to be an iser dirabonon. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes on the Chavos Yair the same type of thing, that yichud with two women is only going to be an iser dirabonon. Now, what about one woman with two men? The Rashba also says that is only going to be yichud, right? That for sure is not yichud d'oraisa, because is yichud d'oraisa is only when there's a total of two people. Is it aser midrabanan, one woman with two men? So this is a discussion in the Gemara. When the Mishnah says that isha achas can have yichud with two men, Zok the Gemara, the bottom of page 10, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Shano B'Ksherim, Avo B'Prutzim, Afilu Be'Asara Namilo. Right? That one woman is allowed to have Yichud with two men, providing that the two men are Ksherim, not the two men are Prutzim. Then the Gemara says that this is only true Be'ir, but by Derech, you need three for a technical reason, maybe you'll leave, etc. And then the Gemara says that this is only true during the day, it's not true at night. Comes along the Gemara, and it continues on the top of page 11, Rav and Rav Yehuda are walking along the road, and a woman is coming towards them. So Rav tells Rav Yehuda, let's run away because of Gehenim. Two men, one woman. They said, let's run away because there's going to be an Isra Yichud here. Give me an Isra Yichud. So he said, why is it an Isra Yichud? Hamar Huda Amar B'Ksherim Shaper Dami. Didn't you say that by Ksherim? Remember, this is Rav and Rav Yehuda having a conversation. What's the Isra Yichud with Ksherim? So he said, no, I'm like me, Yemen, the Ksherim could go in another ant. Who says Ksherim means people like me and you, like Rav and Rav Yehuda? Maybe Ksherim is only Rav Chanina Bar Papi. He's the only person who's known as a kosher. Right, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes, has like tremendous mice of chasidos that Rav Chanina Bar Papi did, that in Yonei Arayos, to show tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, he's the only one who's a kosher. Okay. Question. When Rav and Rav Yehuda say that we are not considered Ksherim, do they really mean that? Or are they only being humble? So it seems to be a machloikas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. It seems to be a machloikas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Right? The Rambam and the Ran, we could say. The Rambam seems to assume, actually the Ran says it the best. The Ran says that when they said that Ksherim is Reb Chanina Bar Papi, this was a Midas Chasidus. But the Rambam assumes that Me Iker Hadin, there's going to be a problem of one woman with two men, unless the two men are Mamish super duper Chasidim, people who are even more greater Tzaddikim than Rav and Rev Yehuda. Hard to imagine. But that's what the Rambam seems to assume. And Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like the Rambam. The Mechaber seems to assume that it's a Davar Pashut, that you should not have Yichud, right, with one woman with two men. Right, if you look on page 10, right, page 10, the Shulchan Aruch, Lotis Yachid, Isha Achas, Afiyom El Noshem Harbei, one woman should not have Yichud with many men, unless ishtosh achad mehem is sham, etc. V'chein lo yisyached ish echad afilo nashim harbe. Fine. What's that? All right, that's the wrong... I'm sorry, I'm giving the wrong Mara Makom. Reading the wrong place. Reading the wrong place. Where is the Shulchan Aruch on this? I don't remember it, but it's in Shulchan Aruch. I know I have it on the sheet somewhere. The Mechaber assumes that Yichud with two men is going to be Aser. And the Ramah says it's going to be Mutter if they are Muchsik B'Ksherim. So according to the Ramah, are Stam people, that's the way the Ran says it. According to the Ramah, our Stam people are considered Ksherim, but according to the Mechaber, our Stam people are not considered Ksherim. So according to the Ramah, what's considered a Paretz? That's a Shaila. One woman, many men, right? So Yichud is Mutter, even if it's only two men, if they are Ksherim. At night you need three, but Derech you need three. But short of that, one woman, two men, Yichud is going to be permitted if they are Ksherim. According to the Ramah, who's considered a Kosher and who's considered a Paretz? An average guy is a Kosher. So what do you have to be a Paretz?
TV.
Yeah, who said that? That's what they're saying in... there's an English book on Hilchos Yichud by Rabbi Ribiat. So that's what he quotes. And that's a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi. I think I give you that Shevet HaLevi somewhere here. Yeah, on page 12. The Shevet HaLevi on page 12. Upashot Be'enayin, the second paragraph. The Mizal Zalever Os Television Okorim Be'itonos. So then they are considered Prutzim. That's what he assumes. Very, very, very hard to be Magdir. And by the way, he seems to be taking a Mekel approach. You see, there are some, if you look at the Chochmas Adam assumes that the Isser, in order to be considered a Parot, you have to be someone who's Choshur on an Aveira. It doesn't have to be that you're Choshur on Erva, even if you're Choshur on any Aveira. That means you didn't necessarily violate the Aveira yet, but you're suspected of violating an Aveira in the future. Let's say it's Gezela. In some other Aveira, you could still be a Parot, according to the Chochmas Adam. That's what he says. The Rabbi Yankov Emden is even more machmir. Rabbi Yankov Emden assumes that you're considered a parot as follows. See, the Gemara tells us that Devorah, right, Vihi Yosheves Tachas Tomer Devorah, that Devorah sat under a tomer, which is a big palm tree. If you ever saw a palm tree that has a lot of trunk until the branches begin to spread out. So why is it that Devorah is sitting under a tomer? Right? Why doesn't she sit under any other tree? Zakti Gemara Mishum Yichud. Because another tree, there could be an Issa Yichud because the leaves come down and maybe they'll have Yichud together. But a Tomer, everyone could see from far away, not a problem. Not a problem. So one second. Devorah is a Shofetes, right? So she's judging people. So two men are coming in front of her. One woman and two men. Is there an Issa Yichud? Issa Yichud? So he said, if the two men are Ksherim, no, it's a Yichud. Only if they're Prutzim, it's a Yichud. So why is it a Yichud Tavora? So Yankov Emden wants to say that he thinks the Pshat is because when two men come in front of a woman, two men come in front of you for Din Torah, the Mishnah in Avos says, Yiyu be'einecha karasha'im. No? That's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, that when they come with Din Lefanecha, you should view them like they are Rasha'im. So if they're Rishaim, so therefore they have a Din Prutzim. That's a tremendous Chiddush, no? That means that they're not even Choshur on the Naveira. It's just that the Dayan's perspective has to be like they're Rishaim, and even that's enough for an Isser Yichud. Reb Yaakov Etlinger, in the Truvis being in Sion, he points out, the bottom of page 11 over to page 12, that no, he thinks the reason why there's an Isser Yichud by Devorah is because sometimes when you do Chakira Sa'edim, you kick one of the two Bali Dinim away. So then it's going to be one-on-one. Then there's going to be a real Isser Yichud. That's what he says. So Lamaisa, that's the halacha of one woman with two men. According to the Ramah, a Stam person is considered a Kasher. To be a Parot, you have to be something. You have to be something. What that something is, so the Shevet HaLevi has his approach, and then there's some approaches that are more Machmir. I remember when Rav Sabalovsky, one year, was saying a shir here in contemporary halacha about Yichud, so someone asked him, what's a parrot? So he said, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Something to that effect. And then he went on. Effectively, I don't think in our community We accept the Shevet HaLevi's definition that anyone who looks at television is a paritz. I think it would be a dover she'iyah v'lamud bo. So what's a paritz? I think a paritz has to be somebody who is very lax in inyanei arayos. Someone who's lax in inyanei arayos is going to be a paritz. Short of that, probably not. Again, the poskim don't really, you know, don't really discuss it. And again, it might also depend on which community you live in and the standards that you have in inyanei arayos. I don't know. I'm leaving it open al shulchan rabbonon to discuss. I just don't know. These are the makoros that I found on the topic. Yeah. So goyim are probably considered prutzim automatically. Yeah, there's a whole literature on that. There's an independent issur of yichud with goyim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says based on achshash of shvichas damim, but that's a separate issur entirely. Yeah, but most goyim are considered prutzim. There's a huge literature on that question as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's very hard. I was once asking somebody, like, Mamaisa, if you assume, like, is it also to go to a Jets game? Because, like, there might be 50,000 people there, but they're all Prutzim. Huh? Kind of inconceivable, no? Right? What? But someone, there's some chair. I know. Right. And by the way, there is a Maharshal on page 12. The Maharshal is Mako. If you have one kusher, he's Mako on everybody else. He says that even the prutzim won't act up in the presence of one kasher, and this marshal is quoted by the Achreinim on page 12. So maybe that's the heter for the sports stadiums. Okay. Yichud with many women. Time is late. L'maisa, there's a famous shita of Rashi, where Rashi is meko with yichud with three women. When the Mishnah says that one man can have yichud with two women, that means one man with two women, but one man with three women, Rashi says Yichud is going to be okay. The Pnei Yoshua comments that even according to Rashi, Balaylam Baderech, you should need four women. Everybody holds that Yichud with, and then the Shiloh of Howie Paskin comes up. I give you on the bottom of page 12 a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, who discusses that Lechora, since the Isser is only an Isser Drabonon, right, because Yichud with one, right, one man and any more than one woman is for sure Dirabbanan, according to that Rashban Chavos Ya'ir. So therefore you can pass him like Rashi, even though Rashi is the only Rishon who says it explicitly, because it's only an Issa Dirabbanan, so one on three should be okay. That's what the Shevet HaLevi quotes on the Divrei Malkiyo. Then the Shevet HaLevi himself on the top of page 13 is a little bit hesitant about that topic. Okay. So that's the discussion of Yichud with one man and many women, Yichud with one woman and many men. Everyone is masking that Yichud with many men and many women is going to be mutter. What is considered many men and many women? There are 2 days in the poskim. Some say 2 on 2 is okay. Others say it has to be 3 on 3. Okay, so maybe that's the real answer to all of these very public cases, right, that many men and many women is considered a public area, and therefore there's no yichud at all. Yeah, you had a question, Shmuel?
So in general, do we have a reason behind why the original isur of one man and two women is the rabbanan?
Right, so the Gemara says that the reason why yichud is also with one man and two women is because maybe you will be mefate both of them. Nashim daitin kalos, maybe you will seduce both of them. That's what the Gemara says. Right, one woman and many men also, the Gemara sounds like there's concerns that maybe people, right, maybe Yisurim can still take place. That's the Pashtus. Okay. Let's try to move on a bit. Yichud with relatives. Right? So Yichud with arayos is usher. Relatives, l'chora, are arayos. So we said that the mother is mutter. What about other relatives? What about other relatives? Let's talk about a sister. A sister is like a big case. Is Yichud mutter with a sister, or is Yichud usher with a sister? So the Gemara in Kedushin has a comment on Daf Pei Aleph. It's on page 13. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Mesiachid Odom im Achoso v'dar im Imov im Bito. Right? That you could have Yichud with your sister, but you can't be dar with your sister. You can't live with your sister in a more permanent sort of way, but you're allowed to have temporary yichud with your sister. This is the Gemara in Kedushin. What the difference between Misyachin and Dar is a machlekes in the poskim. The Imre Yosher says anything more than 30 days is considered Dar, and it's usher with your sister. Other Achronim are quoting the Otar poskim as saying that it depends if you're living in a permanent, fixed sort of way, or if you're living out of a suitcase. Right? This comes up sometimes. Parents go on trips, and they leave kids at home. Potentially there's an Isser Yichel with your sister, no? Because, right, more than 30 days, I don't know why they'd be on vacation for more than 30 days, but, right, more than 30 days, Lamaisa, right, should be an Isser of Yichud with your sister, Medina de Gemara. The problem that comes up on the top of page 14, there's a quote from Shulchan Aruch, where it says, it's Asur Lehisyache with an Erva, right, with the following exceptions, Chutz, Meha aim im bina, a mother with her son, Av and Bito, a father with his daughter, and Baal and Ishto Nida, and a husband with his wife when he's in Nida. Those are the only exceptions to Yichud with Arayos. Those are only exceptions. The Achreinim will say, the Pisrei Tshuva comments, and I give you the Pisrei Tshuva, it's on page 22. Pisrei Tshuva is on page 22 here in the packet. So Pisrei Tshuva comments that you should know that grandchildren are also mutter. Okay, when we say that father's allowed to have yichud with his daughter, it means a father with a granddaughter also. Ko yotzei chalotzav is okay in both directions. Fine. But what's absent from Shulchan Aruch? It says that the only cases of yichud that are permitted is a father with his daughter, a son with his mother, and a husband with his wife when she's in nida. It doesn't say anything about a sister, no? So the Beis Shmuel comments, right? The Shmuel comments that in the Gemara it's mavuar that you're allowed to have yichud with your sister lafisha'a. The Rosh says that's how we paskin. Ve'eni yodeya lama harambam v'hator hishmitu. I don't know why the Rambam and the Torah left out this heter to have yichud with your sister. It could be that they held that in the Hemshech HaGemara we move away from this. If you read the continuation of the Gemara, after the Gemara says that you're allowed to have yichud with your sister, ki amisa kamei de Shmuel, he says, osur l'syachid im kol arayos shebetorah afilu im behema. Shmuel said that you can't have yichud with any erev, but you can't even have yichud with a behema. And maybe what? Maybe we pass him like Shmuel? That means what? Yichud is osur with your dog? Right? Anyone ever said that? That's, right? So the Beis Shmuel continues, right? That this that he adds on to the Mishnah, he adds on the behemoths, that we don't paskin like, but the Isser of Yichud with Achoso that we do hold of. So Lamaisa, the Beis Shmuel, says that there is an Isser of Yichud with Achoso. The Chokas Mechokek also speaks about this. And the Chokas Mechokek says, HaMachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. That's the Chokas Mechokek, Sifkot and Aleph on page 22. That you should be Machmir not to have Yichud with your sister. So if you'll look on page 32, I give you a section from the Sefer Dvar Halacha, where the Dvar Halacha tells us that the Chazon Ish himself used to be mekel to have yichud with his sister. Chazon Ish himself used to have, be mekel to have yichud with his sister, and they asked him why, but analo b'hisragshus. The Chazon Ish answered with a lot of emotion. The Eilanu listos mi pashto sugyas haGemara v'chein pershua im harishonim de imachoso mutar lehisyached ve'eilanu lahachmik achronim neged pashtos mashmos haGemara. Right, that's a very important methodological statement to the Chazon Ish. No, that you cannot be machmir against the pashtos of the Gemara. The Gemara says that yichud with your sister is mutar temporarily. That's what the Chazon Ish assumed lahalacha. Even though there, Chazon Ish acknowledges that there are achrayim who didn't take it that way, but you have to go like the pashtus of the Gemara, and therefore the Chazon Ish himself was meikel on yichud with his with his sister. Okay, so Zayin. There's discussions in the Tosas HaRosh and in the other Rishonim about mothers-in-law, other sorts of arayos. Who are not biological arayos, not for now, but good. One of the big topics that comes up in Hilchos Yichud is adopted children. Adopted children. A blended family, or an adopted child could be a disaster in terms of the Isra of Yichud, because effectively you have a father with a young woman who is not his biological child. So l'chayra, there should be an Isra of Yichud. In fact, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, when the Otzer HaPoskim came out with the volume of Yichud, the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote a note to the Otzer HaPoskim that in a book this important, you have to tell people that you should really not adopt unless there's some way of avoiding the Isra of Yichud. Don't adopt children unless there's some way of avoiding the Isser of Yichud. The Shevet Halevi writes that the Isser of Yichud applies to adopted children, right? Based on all the rules. That's what he says on page 14. Some say that by adopted children, it's even more chamor than in most situations, because we're going to see later on that in the context of Pesach Pasuach or Shus HaRabim, when the door is open, so there is a chumra of the Chokas Mechokek. The Chokas Mechokek says that there's no heter Pesach Pasuach when it's libo gaspa, when you have a close relationship with the person. So an adopted child, obviously you have a close relationship with them, and therefore there should be an Isser Yichud. Now, what makes the issue more complicated by adopted children is that I think conventional wisdom has changed in recent years, but it used to be that the conventional wisdom was that you did not want to tell your children that they were adopted. Right? If you tell the child that they're adopted, so you could say, okay, and that's why the door is always open at home. But that's why all the neighbors have the keys, right? The Dovid Misharim writes in the Tshuva that if you give your keys to all the neighbors and they can come in at any point, so then it's like Pesach Pasuch Roshos HaRadim. That's how you could be Mako on Yichud. So if you tell the kid that they're adopted, it's easier. But if you want to keep the adoption secret from the kid, so then it's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a big problem. So what's the heter for the adoptions? So there are two heterim that are given in the Acharonim, in the Tshuva Svarim. The Tzitz Eliezer on page 14, going over to 15, he wants to say that, you know what, let's go back to that Tosfos that we mentioned, La'inyan Nida. How come there's no Isser Yichud with your wife when she's a Nida? So we had two ways of understanding Tosfos. Either fundamentally Nida's not an Erva, or there's some psychological barrier that we know psychologically you're not going to have Bia with your wife when she's a Nida, because it's pas besalo, and in Mela that's going to be okay. But Tzitz Eliezer wants to say, if you take the psychological approach, so then there's a svara lahakel by adopted children, because since the father is raising her like a daughter, so psychologically in the father's mind, she's his daughter, and he would never think of having beer with his daughter, so Mimela is going to be no Isser Yichud. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer has in his tshuva. And Moshe Feinstein has a different approach in his tshuvas. And Moshe says, like this, and Moshe says that, you know what, the vort of Yichud is that you can't have an Isser Yichud because maybe you'll have Bia, but if there's some deterrent, there's some external reason why you might not have Bia, why you won't want to have Bia, so then that external deterrent, Dr. Moshe, even if it's not a deterrent that's mentioned in Shas, but that's enough of a reason to be Makel. The Gemara is going to give us a deterrent. We'll talk about Baya Labi'ir, right? You're allowed to have Yichud with a married woman if her husband is in the city. That's one deterrent that's mentioned in Shas. But Moshe says, I'm going to add other deterrents. Again, this is the way Rav Sabalovsky once explained it. I'm going to add other deterrents. And I'll add a deterrent like this. The father is having Yichud with his daughter. What's the concern? Maybe he'll be bought on her? If the father be bought on the daughter would tell the mother. And the daughter's going to tell the mother that daddy did this, right? The mother would kill the father. When the mother will, right? That's a huge deterrent, right? The father would never want to start up with his daughter. Not because psychologically he wouldn't. That's the Tzitz Eliezer's idea. But Moshe's idea is that, no, it's a deterrent. The deterrent is the fact that the daughter might tell the mother if anything happened, and that deterrent alone is a reason to be Makel. Therefore, Reb Moshe says, I'm only Makel, Kol Zman, there's a married couple who adopts a child. But if one of the spouses passes away, or if they get divorced or something like that, then Reb Moshe would aser yichud. That's what Reb Moshe has in this tshuva on page 15 and 16. Yeah?
So you can adopt a kid when, you're 40 years old, live with your wife until you're 80, and then once you're 80, you have this kid for 40 years, like, oh,
yeah. That's what emerges from Reb Moshe, right? That I'm 80 years old, you're 80 years old, and then there's an issue with this woman who's been your daughter, effectively. It's kind of wild, but it's a very, very big problem. The Isser of Yichud with adopted children and with blended families also, right? It's mamish a very, very big problem. Yeah?
Also, how far do we take the deterrent? Aren't we afraid that, like, babysitter is going to tell our parents if something happens?
Okay, so we'll talk about how far Reb Moshe goes with some of these svaras. Reb Moshe, I think, is unique among the Achronim that he uses this idea of deterrence. Actually, let's go there now, because time is a little bit short. I'll take your question one second. Let me just go to, at the very end, on page 20, the shaila of going to a doctor, right? Now, often doctors, right, there's privacy in the office. There's some sort of iser yichud. What do you do about going to the doctor? So in many of the tshuva svarim, it says that a doctor is governed by the regular isurim of yichud. And it might even be more chomor than ordinary cases, because the Mishnah in Kedushin says, Misha Sako im Hanoshim, if you have a lot to do with women, so the Yichud is even more chomor. But Reb Moshe writes a tshuva that he thinks that there is a heter of Yichud with doctors, and the heter is based on the deterrent. What's a deterrent? Two deterrents. One is that it's Melachto Torid, right? He doesn't have time for Yichud with you. He doesn't have time to have beer with you. He has a whole office of people waiting for him. He's going to spend the extra time, right? People are going to be upset with him. It's malachto tarid. He can't do it, right? That's one issue. The other issue might be that umen lo mara umnasal. He might not lose. He doesn't want to lose his profession. People are going to hear that he. People are going to hear that he was with a woman, he had relations with a woman, no one would come to him as a doctor again, he'd potentially lose all of his parnasa. So Rav Moshe wants to say that these svaras apply, right? Even though on the one hand you could argue it's asoko im hanoshim, it should be more chamor, but on the other hand, by a doctor, you have the other kulas of umnaso torid and lo mara umnase, he doesn't want to lose his profession. So Reb Moshe says these svaras apply during regular working hours. If you want to go to the doctor after closing hours, when the day is over already, then l'chora you have to be governed by the regular rules of Yichud. What are the regular rules of Yichud? Well, if it's Pesach Pesuach, if there's a lot of nurses in the area, in the office, and the nurses can just walk in, that's Pesach Pesuach. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in his Hakdama to the Dvar Halacha, that's only considered Pesach Pasuach in the doctor's office if the handle's on the outside of the door. The handle's on the inside, it's not Pesach Pasuach. That's what he writes. Okay, fine. Or you could say, they could be make-off, it's Baal Be'ir, right? The husband is in town, and the husband knows where she is, we'll talk about that. So then there's a heter of Yichud. But short of that, right, and Reb Moshe Sternbach has this in his Tshuvas and others, there's no kulas of Yichud, according to them, with a doctor. You have to be governed by the regular rules of Yichud. Reb Moshe, because he's into all of these additional deterrents, Reb Moshe would be make on Yichud. The big shaila that comes up, psychology. Psychology, I think, is a much bigger problem than regular medicine. You know? Because in the regular doctor's office is a nurse who can knock on the door and come in. In the psychologist, the whole therapy is predicated on privacy. Where's the heter for Yichud in this case? So in some places, from psychologists, they have closed circuit television and someone watching makes a Pesach Pesuach. They don't see what they're saying, but people are watching. That becomes Pesach Pesuach based on the closed circuit television. Right? That's a big chiddush. That also might be based in theory on this idea of Reb Moshe that additional deterrents help. Yeah, you had a question?
So
Reb Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva. Let's say Gershon's guy cutting Shanola Dom, your family converts. Right? Is there a heter yichud and eser yichud? So over here, Reb Moshe Sternbach, who's not known for his kulas, he is mekel, because he says that the reason for the heter of yichud with your daughter is because biologically you have no taiva for your daughter. So even though halakhically she's kekut and shenoy ladomi, so it's like it's not related to you in halacha, but biologically you still have no taiva for her. So therefore, there's going to be a heter. But Moshe Sternbach points out his tshuva over there. It's a tshuva in Chilak Aleph, Simon Tovshin Ayin Vav. He points out that the Betzel HaChochma disagrees with him, but he thinks he's right. Shine. Okay. Yeah.
Are we saying that a woman whose husband is in the city, there's not even a shiur?
Yeah. So let's talk about that now. Page 16 and 17. Bayel Beir. The Gemara says, "Ein choshesheh mishum yichud." There's no iser of yichud when the husband is in the city. Rashi assumes that "Ein choshesheh mishum yichud" means it still is usher to have yichud when the husband is in the city, but you won't give malchus. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says a baila beir is heter gomor by yichud. Fine. Now, Rashi also tells us that the reason for the heter, of Baal Abiyir, is Rashi writes, Mistafi mi Baal hashta asi. The woman is concerned that the husband's going to show up right then. The Rambam has a different reason. The Rambam says that Isha sishol ya Baal Abiyir eina chosheshes liyichud mipnesha emas baila aleha. That there's no iser of yichud because the terror of the husband, the fear of the husband, is on the isha. The Chazon Ish understood that the Rambam meant something very different than Rashi. The Chazon Ish said, and I think I give you this Chazon Ish in the packets in another page of the Dvar Halacha, the Chazon Ish said that Emes Bayo Aleha is a psychological angst. When a woman has her husband in the city, there's no iser yichud because psychologically a woman won't act out when the husband, the woman won't have bia when the husband is in the city. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Now, there's probably 50 or 60 nafkaminas that you could develop between the Rashi and the Rambam in terms of the reason of Baal Abiyir. One nafkamina might be if the husband is blind. No? The husband is blind, is there a din of Baal Abiyir? If you hold of the Rambam's reason of Emas Baal Alel psychologically, right, she's still worried. But if you hold of Rashi's reason, the husband might show up at any minute, right, she could always hide from him. He doesn't, right? He's blind, so then maybe it would be okay. The problem is that the Gemara has a case of Rav Yosef, right? The Gemara has a case of Rav Yosef in terms of Baal Abiyir, and we know that Rav Yosef was blind. Right? So what's going on? Right? So how could there be a discussion achrayim at all? So I thought the pshat is because the Ran writes in one place of Kedushin, the Rav Yosef was not always blind. Rav Yosef used to be sighted. And at one point he decided to make himself blind. How that was mutter is a good kasha. Rav Yosef decided to make himself blind at one point. So it could be that this Gemara that has a discussion by Rabbi about Rav Yosef is talking about when Rav Yosef was sighted. So that's one issue. Let's talk about also, let's say a husband works in Battery Park. And the wife lives in Washington Heights. Battery Park to Washington Heights is like Ninveh Ir Gedola. No? It's very far away. Is there still a heter Baal Abiyir? You're technically in the same city. Or what about the opposite approach? Let's say Teaneck and Bergenfield. Right? Teaneck and Bergenfield, I don't know if any of you know the areas, but they're pretty close by, even though Lamaisa, it's two different cities. Right? Is there a heter Baal Abiyir? So this should also be totally on the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. If it's a concern that you should show up any time, so then Teaneck to Bergenfield should be okay, but conversely, Battery Park to Washington Heights would not be okay. But if you hold of the Rambam of Amos Baila Aleha, so then maybe you could be Mekel. The Chochma Sodom has a chiddush that he wants to say that there's no heter of Baila Be'ir unless the woman is in her regular home. If she's in a neighbor's home, so even if the husband comes back, he's not going to find her, so there's no heter by Baal Abiyir. According to the Rambam, you could argue that the Chochmas Adam's Chumrah does not apply. Yeah, quickly. So, maybe, you could say that the Rambam is maskim to Rashi's Svara, but the Chazon Ish doesn't say that. The way the Chazon Ish understands the Rambam is only saying psychological angst, and he's not saying anything about the husband maybe showing up. Why the Chazon Ish says this is a good kasha, I have a theory, but we're not going to have time to get to it. So now, what other nafkamina that I want to discuss, if you look in the package on page 6, So there is a tshuva of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Reb Shlomo Zalman has the following case. Let's say there is a woman who thinks her husband is Be'ir, but you know the truth, that he isn't. Right? The woman thinks the husband's in town. You know the truth, the husband really isn't in town. So is there a heter of yichud or not? So Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to discuss that maybe this is going to be based on, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman says that, listen, even if you tell the woman that her husband is not in town, she's not going to believe you. So even, right, so therefore maybe it's going to be mutter to have yichud with her. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say. This l'chora should also depend on Rashi versus the Rambam, no? If I hold of the Rambam's reason of Amos Ba'al Aleha, it's Amos Ba'al Aleha. She thinks the husband's in town. If I hold of Rashi's reason that the husband might show up at any time, l'chora, it could be usher in this situation as well. Halacha l'maisa, it's unclear. Generally, if it's a situation is potential yichud d'oraisa, we try to be more machmir than if it's yichud d'rabbanon. That's in terms of the Ba'al Be'ir discussion. There's a number of other nafkaminas that I give you. There's a Tshuva Nigras Moshe about if the husband is in prison, but he happens to be in prison in the same town where you are, so you know he's not coming, but right, that should also be, I hope this doesn't happen to anyone, but that should also depend on the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. There's also discussion about whether I say Ishto Be'ir. No? Ishto Be'ir. If the woman is going to be Be'ir, whether there's a heter in that. If the wife is Be'ir, is there a heter? So again, that should also depend conversely in Rashi versus the Rambam. I might say Amos Ba'al Aleha, but there's no din that the husband is scared of Amos Ishto Alav. That does not apply. But L'chora, the Chashasha, maybe he'll show up at any moment, does apply. If I could just have 2 minutes to run through Pesach Pasuach, because this is really the big kula with Yichud. If the door is open, so there is no Isser Yichud. The Gemara has those 2 lines, one next to the other. And the Rambam has the 2 lines, one next to the other. Ba'al Be'ir, there's no Yichud. Pesach Pasuach, there is no Yichud. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Pesach Pasuach is Asr L'Chatzchila. The Aruch HaShulchan is not accepted by the other poskim. The Otzer HaPoskim notes that might be Tolei Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, not for now. Now, L'maisa, what is considered Pesach Pasuach? So this is a discussion. The Tshuvas HaRashba has a line that it's considered Pesach Pasuach, the door is open, even if the door is closed, but it's not locked. So right now, where we are, there are doors, right? But this is Pesach Pasuach, Rosh HaRabim, where we are. Because people are outside, right? What's considered Rosh HaRabim? It's also it's a suffix in the Chochma Sodom. The Chochma Sodom wants to entertain that maybe Rosh HaRabim L'Inyan Tuma applies here also, as long as there are 3 people outside. Rabbi Yashiv says it has to be a decent amount of people. He's not really Magder, and it has to be that the people are coming by once every 10 minutes. That's what Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying. This is the Shaila in terms of like all the side streets in Teaneck and Munsey or whatever, the Yichud Shaila is for late at night, dropping the girl off. You sit in the car and talk or stuff like that. Is there an Isra Yichud? Back from my youth, I remember being very nervous about these Shailas. So that issue, according to Rabbi Yashiv, if people come by once every 10 minutes, it's not considered. If you come by every 10 minutes, it is considered a Rosh HaRabim. So again, the Rashba says that it's considered Pesach Pasuach even if the door is closed, as long as the door is not locked. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir both say that there's no such Rash, but it's a Tois HaDfus. Tois HaDfus. The Piskei Tshuva quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right, the Piskei Tshuva, it's on Sif Tes, it's on page 26. The Piskei Tshuva, the Sif Katan Ches, quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's a Tos HaDefus in the Rashba. Okay, right, it's a mistake. L'maisa, though, the Radvaz in the Tshuva quotes the Rashba straight up, and many assume that there really is this Rashba who says that the door is closed but not locked. It still is considered Pesach Pasuach. Rav Yatz Rimon, who's one of the poskim in Yeshivat Haaretz Zion, has a sefer called Hilchot Tzava. In the back of the sefer Hilchot Tzava, he has a few very nice pages about Hilchos Yichud. And again, he says the same thing as Rabbi Berzon writes in the RJJ journal about in an article about Yichud from like 15 years ago, that if it's Yichud Doiraisa, so then you should be Machmir if it is a door closed but not open. If it's Yichud Rabban, you could be Mekel. So again, if there are two women, right, with you, saying you could be Mekel if the door is closed but not locked. Rav Moshe Feinstein has even a greater kula. Moshe says that even if the door is locked, you could be mako on the Isra Yichud, still considered Pesach Pasuach, because someone will knock on the door and you're going to answer it. I once asked Rav Schechter about relying on this Rav Moshe, and he said Rav Moshe was such a big tzaddik, he couldn't mamish vitofes anything, but you can't rely on this Rav Moshe. No one relies on this Rav Moshe. This Rav Moshe is not relied on. L'maisa, the Chokas Mechokik is machmir on Pesach Pasuach when the is machmir Pesach Pasuach if you have a close relationship with the young woman or the older woman. If it's Libo Gaspa, the Taz is Mekol on Libo Gaspa. What Libo Gaspa is? The Aruch HaShulchan says it's considered Libo Gaspa if you have a business relationship. Others assume that Libo Gaspa has to be that you have an intimate type of Kiruv relationship, a relationship that you really feel close with her. The Noda Yehuda writes that there's a kula of Pesach Pasuach Rosh HaRabim, not only if the door is open, but if the window is open. You can see through the window, that's also Pesach Pasuach. The Achronim say that's only if you're in a place where they could see you. If you're in that corner and no one can see you through the windows, so in Lechora, there is no heter. Pesach Pasuach Rosh HaRabim, the Pesach Tshuva says, does not apply at night because people can't see and people won't come in. And Pesach, right, fine. So those are the two chumras that we have, Pesach Pasuach at night and Pesach Pasuach by Libo Gaspa. Just to conclude, there is a Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel. Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel asks the question like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there is a tremendous tzaddik named Palti ben Layish. And Palti ben Layish, right, was no Eitzacherev in his bed, and he, Mamish, was never bought on what was Michal, right? He never had Bia with Michal because he was such a tremendous tzaddik. Right? That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. So Taisus asks, a tzaddik? He's violating the Isra Yichud, right? Fine, so he's in the same bed with her and he's not going to be born her, but Yichud? What's going on? Right? That's Taisus' kasha in Shabbos. So Taisus answers, well, there was a lot of people around. So therefore, it's what? Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah Adam. That's what Taisus answers. So Lechora, if you take this Taisus seriously, you see two things. First of all, Taisus holds that Pesach Pasuach is going to be mutter by Libo Gaspa, because Palti ben Layish and Michal were mamish like husband and wife together, no? Mamish like husband and wife. It's certainly Libo Gaspa, and still there's a kula Pesach Pasuach. Moreover, Lechora, you see that there's a kula Pesach Pasuach even throughout the night. Right? And even though the Pesach Tshuva quotes is no heter Pesach Pasuach at night, so there you see from Tosfos that there should be. The Pesach Tshuva deals with this question. He says that maybe the case over there is that what? That they're in the area that throughout the entire night there are people coming. When we say there's no heter Pesach Pasuach at night, that means if it's the time of night that no one's in the street anymore. But if it's the time of night, if you live in Times Square and there are people in the street at 4 o'clock in the morning every night, so there's really no problem. Pesach Pasuach and what? And Palti ben Layish and Michal lived in Times Square. That's apparently what you see from that Taisus and Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, Rabbi Osei, so thank you very much. Let's stop at Mincha.